Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Jake, before we dive into this, here's the interesting thing. We started off the hour. You never know which direction this show is going to go. I don't even know what direction this show is going to go. I didn't know I was going to pull up Nebraska's football schedule at one point. That was not on the plan for the show or the radar, but we go, I don't want to say wherever the wind blows us, but whatever piques the people's interest or piques our interest, hey, we'll take the topic of conversation that way. At the top of the hour, we will dive back into the actual players that committed yesterday. All right, the defensive back, the running back, Rule Odom, and all them. Because I started to do that, but now we're on this conversation, and we've gotten some textual responses from the text line. So before the break, we didn't spend a whole lot of time on it. We didn't go out on any ledges. We didn't do any real in-depth analysis on any of these games. We just said, what do we feel is fair to predict? This three-game stretch. Then I think it was a two-game stretch and then 1-1 at the end of the year with Penn State and Iowa. And we ended up being Jake. Jake had Nebraska at 7-5, okay? But I didn't argue with anything he said. Didn't have any big, giant qualms. Like, we didn't go out on any ledges. And I said, going into a bowl game, I mean, we're probably going to be the favorite. I don't know. Is it an SEC team? Is it a G5 team? I don't know. I just said we're going to go benefit of the doubt. Nebraska ends up the regular season 7-5, wins the bowl game, ends up the season 8-5. How do we feel about that if that were the case? What have been some of the responses via the text line there, Jake?
Let's go to YouTube real quick. Jimmy Palmer says 7 wins is good. Under 7 is bad. He says the program just needs to get over the hump and beat Iowa, please.
Mm.
And then Bill and Bennett says, damn, you got to believe we can do better than 7-5 this year, Buck. I do believe. I'm just throwing it out there. 4332 says 7-5 isn't a jump. 8-4 minimum is a jump. Mississippi Mud Dog says Bach will pick Iowa because he loves them. Not true, but I do like the brand.
Wow. Oh, ho, ho. These are some accusations coming at you, Bach. By the way, I don't want to put Bach on an island here. Like, we went on zero limbs. Okay. Not a lot of analysis. Just what is fair? I don't want to hear, hey, we're drinking Kool-Aid or hey, we're being negative. Just what is fair? Like, it's fair to expect to be 3-0. I'm sticking up for you a little bit here, Jake. Yeah. Okay. 3-0 after the first three games. I think that's fair. You go to Michigan, Michigan State. We can't win one of those two. I believe that's fair. You look at Maryland, Minnesota, Northwestern. At least 2 out of 3 seems fair. You look at USC, UCLA. At least 1 out of 2. Again, we should be favored over UCLA. It's going to be in California. But then USC, who's favored to beat us right now as we sit here in, is it July yet?
Not quite. June 24th.
In June. Yeah, I should know the date. It was just my wife's birthday yesterday. But they're going to be coming off three straight top 15 opponents coming into Lincoln. That's a ripe spot for an upset there, just like Michigan with a true freshman quarterback probably and no head coach in Lincoln. We're not going out on any limbs. It's fair to, you know, predict Penn State to win right now. We'll see what happens. And then Iowa, that's really the tough one. That was the one where I was like, man, that's really tough. You went with Iowa. So I tried to balance it out with the bowl game because either of those could go either way, and that seemed fair. So 8-5. So it's just sticking up for Bach a little bit. He's known for his daggers. I don't know that he's pro-Iowa, but I will say this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yes. I will say this. I agree, and I forget which person you said that said it. 8-4 is not a leap. It is, in my mind, or 8-5 even, it is the bare minimum of what's acceptable. That's how I look at it. If we go 7-6, we haven't improved. All right. And I'm factoring in a bowl game here. And this is assuming that we don't go 10-2 and we don't make any sort of college football playoff and the bottom doesn't fall out and we go 5-7. This is assuming it's somewhere in the middle. To me, the bare minimum of what's acceptable, and this is not a jump. To me, a jump is 9 wins or more, is 8-5. And I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with it. I don't get uber excited. I don't jump off the roof for it. I don't know why I jump off a roof, but you get my point. I'm not uber excited about it, but I'd be like, all right, we're going in the right direction. Let's get ready for year four. All right. Sorry, Jake. I had to defend my man over there. just a little bit. All right. But what are some of the other responses, Jake?
I appreciate it. We also got a few other thoughts here. Dave Braska says, I don't care what their record is after the bowl game, as long as they are better at the end of the season. Careful there. Remember Scott Frost first year, they started 0-6. They were better by
the way. That's a fair point, Jay.
I don't know. I get his point, though. I do.
Need some context. Yeah. Context in there.
Steve Munden says, even if we go 7-5, it's still an improvement. But and then Old Dad 34 says, he told me and VJ yesterday, 10-3 after the bowl game is his expectation. So a lot of wide range of thoughts there. But And I do agree for the most part, too. It's like, I just like to see my team improve. Again, you don't want to start 0-6, so you get into that kind of conversation. But that's a big part of it, too, is to believe that the team is getting better and taking that momentum into the offseason.
How long do we got before we got to go to break here?
30 seconds to a minute.
Okay. Because I feel like this is something that may come back at the top of the hour, along with looking at the commits from yesterday. Because now I want to circle back to something that you said earlier that I ignored. I didn't ignore it because I didn't want to talk about it. I ignored it because I wanted to circle back to it. Now it's time to circle back. Who do we beat? Who do we lose to? And how do those games look? Because that's a huge factor as well. Like you said, you know, do we beat Iowa or not? Like in some people's minds, mine included, that's almost like worth 2 wins. I know mathematically that makes no sense. But just from a rivalry standpoint, like imagine a world. Let me just try to do this math in my head real quick. Okay, we're 6-4 going into Penn State and Iowa, and we win both those games. Now we're 8-4, but that 8-4 feels and looks different.
Yeah.
What if we're 8-2, and then we get blown off the field by Penn State and lose at home to Iowa? That 8-4 feels different. So to your point from earlier, who do we beat? Who do we lose to? How do we end the season? Okay. Like that month of November is going to be the games to play to remember are played in November. USC at Pasadena with Nico Iamaleava, Penn State, Iowa. How do we do in November? That's going to stick with people a lot. So we're going to continue this conversation. Keep sending in your texts. What are the games that stick out to you that you really want to win next year? Like what games mean just a little bit more to you? And I'll throw one out there, Minnesota. That game, I'm sick of losing to them. And if we lose, it's going to be on a Friday night on the road after a Maryland game with all these built-in excuses, and I'm not going to want to hear it. But if we win, oh, man, that's going to be exciting. So the one, not all of them, but one that sticks out to me right off the top is Minnesota. Don't go anywhere. Hour two of the Adam Carriker Show when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.